Many Yemenis believe the news of the short visit conducted Saturday by fugitive former Yemeni Prime Minister Khalid Bahar from Saudi Arabia to the southern port city of Aden and the media hype surrounding the trip is aimed at selling the idea that the port city is under the control of the Saudi mercenaries.
This visit by one of Saudi agents to Aden is just for the media consumption. It's an attempt to claim a victory with some video shots in a tightly secured area escorted by Saudi soldiers. Baha fled the city only after 2 hours. I consider the move as a great failure for Saudi Arabia and its mercenaries.
Baha's visit to Aden is just an attempt to make a fictional and fake victory for Saudi Arabia. He came to Aden for a two-hour visit to help facilitate a media and psychological campaign. This campaign is aimed at portraying a grand victory for Saudi Arabia in Yemen. But the Yemeni people will stay united and all of the Saudi projects are doomed to fail.
Baha's trip to Aden comes as Saudi warplanes bombed a residential area in neighboring province of Lahj, killing at least 8 civilians and wounding many more.
The Saudi bombardment of residential areas is aimed in insisting sectarian war among Yemenis. In case Yemenis are not willing to fight each other, Saudi Arabia will take up the responsibility of killing them in line with Zionist agenda in the region.
Continued Saudi war on Yemen has forced the Yemeni army and its allied popular committees to step up their fight against Saudi forces in an effort to pressure Riyadh to stop its attacks on the impoverished country.
Yemenis say fugitive former prime minister's short visit to Aden is an evidence of Riyadh's failure to achieve any tangible victory on the ground. Even loyalists describe such attempts as a source of embarrassment and disgrace. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.